stuff, man. It's I'm on corruption down. Actually, if you go to Amazon.com, I think I got the album for like 50 cents or something crazy. Cost more to ship it than it did to get it. It's an old album, but I don't know. I've always come back to it. It's just, I love the, and that song reflects a little bit better of what their roots are. I think they kind of got the name Acoustic Shack and evolved from that. So, our last time together, we were doing a theological reflection of Helmut Tillich's A Little Exercise for Young Theologians. Great book. By the way, Tillich, I don't think I mentioned it last time, is spelled T-H-I-E-L-I-C-K-E. It looks like Thylic, but it's actually pronounced Tillich. So, some of you, if you didn't hear us last time, Tillich is a, he was a theologian who passed away in 1986, but he was a professor of systematic theology at the University of Hamburg, wrote a lot of books. And this is a great little book that I've been reviewing, and we're going to talk a little more about that today. So, one other thing, as we get more into the review here, is that Tillich also talks about how easy it is for a theologian to swell up with pride because he owns a theology, i.e. he understands it, he can apply it. I remember when I could finally grasp the concepts of Calvinism. I was very quick to beat up on people when their theology was any less than purely logical, at least by my standards. Now that I'm a bit older and wiser, and some may disagree with this, I have learned how to play my cards a bit closer to my chest and talk with people who raise legitimate concerns with Calvinism, just like I have raised legitimate concerns with Arminianism. If the goal of the theologian is to truly know God better, then minor issues are placed in their proper perspective, and knowing God becomes the most important thing. As I write this, and honestly as I say this, it also strikes me that the arguments that we have regarding how to view Scripture are often rooted in false premises, or premises, I don't know. Anyway, we treat the Word of God as if it is an academic book that we can somehow place in a box and very neatly say in a nutshell that we can only approach Scripture one way. We hold it up to these false standards of identity, and we are way too quick to explain away a passage that does not fit with our own theology. You're reading the Bible, and all of a sudden you come to this passage and you say, well, that can't be right because of this and this, you know, so there must be a way to explain that away. So you go to all the different theologians and all the different commentators, and they say, well, this is how to explain that away. We do that way too much instead of just and simply letting the Bible speak for itself. We treat it as a scientific book that must meet all scientific criteria before we can truly make it the Word of God. If the Word of God derives its power from being scientifically accurate, then we have a much bigger problem than how to approach the Scripture. That reality has come home to me in the past quarter. How do I view the Word of God? What is the Word of God? Is it merely Scripture? What makes the Word of God the Word of God? If the Bible truly is written to us and not about us, then why are we treating the Bible as an academic document, approaching it like another textbook for a seminary class? This strikes me as missing the point completely. I love Tillich's language when he says that theology can be, quote, a coat of mail which crushes us and in which we freeze to death, end quote, or, quote, the conscience of the congregation of Christ, its compass, and with it all a praise song of ideas, end quote. This is what I mean by the Bible not being merely the Word of God. The term Word of God seems to be a catch-all term for Scripture, but it strikes me now, even as I write and say this, that we do not seem to understand what that means. And maybe that's a topic for another time together. What is the Word of God? We seem to use that term in a trite manner, which is why I say the Bible's not merely the Word of God. The Word of God seems to me to be a much broader term than what Scripture should be a part of, but not equated to. We often talk of theology the same way, treating it as merely another academic discipline, but it's not. To view it like this makes it that coat of mail that we freeze to death under. It makes it an unnecessary burden that we would rather not have to carry. Again, theology's life. It is life. Its relevance is just as important for us to think about as the relevance of Scripture. in the end, I think, I believe that Tetilike has made me think about not just how I view theology and the responsibilities that it carries, but also scripture and what role that has to play out in the life of a theologian. This little 41-page book, like I said, guys, it's a very small book, but it has challenged me more than any other book I have read in a long while. Great, great read. Matter of fact, guys, most of you can probably read it in one sitting, and it can't be that expensive. I know I got mine from the bookstore here at the seminary because it was required for a class, but it can't be that expensive. So go on to Amazon or christianbook.com and check it out. Again, a little exercise for young theologians. Helmet, just like helmet's normally spelled, Tilike, T-H-I-E-L-I-C-K-E. Again, T-H-I-E-L-I-C-K-E. Fantastic read by a fantastic professor. All right, I'm going to take you out now with a little bit of Amberlin. I hope you like this one, and we'll have some more acoustic check for you next time. But here we are, Amberlin, and we are out. Love, peace, and a pot of neck bones.
So let me get this straight.